The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. I do want to end on a more positive note, and it seems weird to call it a positive note when we're talking about an 0-7 football team. But that Dan Campbell Lions team is just fun, right? It's they're the only 0-7 team, only team in the NFL that has not won a game. That, like, when I looked at their schedule, I was like, oh, they haven't won a football game because they've just had so many of these games where they've been competitive or Dan Campbell's doing crazy stuff. It's actually been fun to watch despite the fact that, like, Jared Goff's just not very good. It's so I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the Lions and the way they played against the Rams, because that game was fun. And it was fun because Dan Campbell was just doing crazy stuff on the football field.
I love it, man. He understands he's an underdog and he plays like he's an underdog. I also think we should give credit, and it might not show up in the box score because they have allowed, you know, a good amount of points to specific teams. But I think Aaron Glenn should get a lot of credit for how he's coaching. I think once that team gets talent, they will be much better because players are buying in. They're not making the type of mistakes they were making last year, because the Lions secondary last year was atrocious. Like, they were making mistakes left and right, allowing guys to run freely behind them. That's not happening this year. They're making teams work. They're competitive, and I think that matters. Going for it on fourth down, you know, being aggressive, fake punts, onside kicks, that is awesome. That's amazing. I think, you know, the players will buy into that, knowing that, hey, this guy does want to win. He understands we're playing the freaking Rams, who is like a powerhouse in the NFL, and we know that the best way for us to beat them is to stop for them not to have the ball. So love what Campbell's doing. Love the energy. Love the message that he has. I think just the coaching staff in general, like, they have some good pieces there.
Yeah, and I think the confidence that this team is coming into games with shouldn't be understated for not having a win. I mean, they're fighting tooth and nail every single game. I mean, you when you watch them lose, it's hard to say that they're poorly coached, right? Whenever that moment shows up in the game where it turns south, it's always, damn, that's when the horse is caught up to them. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the situation they're in right now. But to your point, I mean, they're as aggressive as hell. They went onside, surprise onside kick, like, second drive of the game. I think Campbell's building something right now, to your point, where they have that underdog mentality. And once you get those guys in there, they're not making excuses. They're not doing any of that stuff. They're building something that once it turns and talent is there, they can still keep that kind of competitiveness moving forward. And it seems like it's not wearing down these guys, right? This isn't Joe Judge. Like, there's such a big difference between the way Joe Judge coaches and the way that he coaches and at least communicates publicly facing forward, that I think it benefits him. I mean, I just think that this team's going to be good at some point. They called out the quarterback last week, and you saw how the team responded. They played tooth and nail with the Los Angeles Rams, who discarded him, and they're playing their former quarterback. So, yeah,
You mentioned confidence. They shouldn't have any confidence. There's no reason for them to be confident entering any game, and you'd have no idea. And I think that speaks volumes to just Campbell and the team in general. They also don't roll over during the games, during the parts of the games that they should. They could easily tap out at plenty of junctures throughout the game, and it doesn't happen, man. So salute to Dan Campbell for that.
It's impressive. Like if other coaches actually took notes from like the way other coaches handled these kinds of things, like Kyle Shanahan should take notes on how Dan Campbell called out his quarterback. Cause he didn't say Jared sucks. He didn't say Jared's awful at football player. He just said, we need Jared to step up and we need him to make some big time throws. Cause he's our guy and we need him to make plays. And Kyle Shanahan's over here like, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is just bad. And he had a terrible game last week or whatever. That can't be good for the confidence of your players. And I owe Dan Campbell an apology because I thought he was kind of a joke headed into this season, talking about biting kneecaps and just being kind of crazy and kooky. And I'm all bought in now. Like, he's got me sold because he's been so much fun to watch. And that's why, like, I keep finding, like, whenever I look at the standings, I'm like, oh, yeah, the Lions haven't won a game because they've got this weird energy. Like, they're just competitive every week when they've got a bad roster and they have no business being competitive.
We're at the point in the season where we're going to start seeing teams, I don't know if you want to call it quit, make business decisions, whatever you want to, however you want to frame it, but we're not seeing this Lions team lose any heart down the stretch in ways that we've already seen teams do it. You could watch Jacksonville against Tennessee. They said, we're done stopping, you know, tackling Derrick Henry between the guards, right? We're no longer doing the flesh exchange for stopping yardage at this point in the game. I think Chicago against Tampa was another example of that.
Bears.
Yeah. Yes. They're just like, dude, we are done stopping Leonard Fournette running power. Like, this game is lost, right? To a certain extent, motivation does matter because when there's not playoffs on the line, when there isn't, hey, my next contract is on the line, some people are going to say like, hey, man, lining up and stopping this running back is extremely painful. It may hurt me. And it's basically an exercise of like CTE wind sprints, right? This isn't fun. What Campbell is able to do, Campbell has a roster full of young guys, right? I'm sure some of these guys are going to look at Campbell in like 2 years and be like, that is my dude. Right? Like the same way that people talk about Tomlin. I think that's kind of like what we're in store for with Campbell. He's just got to find an offense, basically, that can move the ball down the field.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.